It's time to spark it up with the kennel linguists.
Yeah. I mean, look what happened in Colorado. They're like, oh, Colorado's going to run out of weed.
The fact that you got to go to McDonald's and get a value meal supersized on the state, that never happens anywhere.
With your hosts, April O'Connor.
You need to smoke weed after you go to the whorehouse because you're kind of being contemplative and wondering. Like a store gun store, like a store gun store. Check cashing, please. Sounds familiar.
And Alex Mandelberg.
It's like Tyson hit her in the vagina. That, I feel like, is where the line is. I feel like the line is, if it can make you better, it's performance enhancing.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but about Apple.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Animus, smell-proof purses. Three teachers sick in Portland from eating edibles. Mexico issues their first permits to grow, and no more cannabis cafes in Oregon, possibly, here on the Cannalinguists with
Detroit.
Your hosts. Oh, Detroit? You said Oregon. You wrote Oregon up there.
It says DT.
Oh, DT. Oh, three teachers sick from pot brownies in Detroit. That's right.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyways, yeah, I'm Alex Mandelberg, and that person talking over there is April O'Connor.
Me and my big mouth.
And you know, we're getting back into the swing of things as we've been off for a while. We had Thanksgiving. I was out of town. You were out of town. And then
we made a Thanksgiving one, but that
lost to the ether because of computer issues. And then unfortunately my girlfriend was in the hospital for a little bit, so that took us out of commission for another week. She's perfectly okay.
I'm
she's
glad
fine.
She's doing better.
That was a whole other scary thing. That was just a hell of a week.
Oh.
Because she got hospitalized Wednesday morning. I was at work.
Yeah.
So I thank everybody that I work with because they all busted their ass because I couldn't leave early physically. So they busted ass and got us out of there like 4 hours earlier than
awesome.
We should have. I mean, we got out of there like an hour and a half after we found out. Everyone just stood up and did their job.
Awesome.
And it was really awesome of them. So got out, went to see her, and I was in the hospital with her for like 3 hours. And then I get a phone call from Justin Ruppel, who's a guest on this show many a time, and he goes, hey, so you ready to get going? I had completely forgotten that I was on tour with him that night with two other guys in Fresno, and I was the ride.
Oh, fuck.
And it was like, so for me to cancel last minute basically meant screwing them. Sid's in the hospital going like, I'm not getting out tonight. There's nothing you can do except sit here, so go. And so I had to go all the way out to Fresno from here. It's about a 3 hour, maybe a little bit more drive.
Were you riding as the flux capacitor?
Yes, I did.
Did you have the flux capacitor?
I had the flux capacitor thing going on my new car.
Cool.
And get there, did the shows. The shows went amazingly well. And then drove all the way back, worked the next morning, and then spent 2 days in the hospital with her. So yeah, it was a long week, and that was why we missed recording last week. So
yeah,
it happens. It happens. Thankfully, though, she's doing a lot better. She's back at work. She's got her clean bill of health.
Yeah, you know. And I almost went to the Emerald Cup this weekend, but
yeah,
but I didn't.
Why didn't you?
Actually, I almost went to Washington this week too, but it's just I'm going. Yeah, I worked.
Why didn't you?
Well, I worked straight, and then like the day after working like a bunch of 12-hour shifts, then I. You know, would have had to go and get on an airplane the next day and then come back on Tuesday and then I leave on Thursday to go to Boston. It's just too much. And because it's going to be really
there's
cold.
There's only one person.
It's really cold up there and then I'm going to go to Boston where it's really cold and I don't want to be in the cold.
I got a friend I work with, Jim, who famously, like we got done with a gig on Wednesday, or no, it was on Thursday. And he's like, and he looked at me and went, I don't work till Monday.
Yeah.
You want to go to Vegas? I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm going to go to Vegas.
I'm basically off until the 4th.
And I really wanted to say yes to him, but come to find out, and I was working with him Monday as well. He went from where we were working, which was 3 blocks from the Burbank Airport. He went to the Burbank Airport, bought a ticket at the counter, which I didn't even know people do that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Bought a ticket at the counter.
Southwest?
To go to Vegas.
Vegas is mad quick.
Went there, got his hotel room while he was on the flight, stayed there for the weekend. Got done, flew back
so
Monday morning,
driving.
Landed, and came right from the airport to work and
Didn't miss just a beat.
Didn't miss a beat. Did not miss a beat. I could not believe
it. I do like that. That's amazing. I just didn't have it in me. Like, everybody around me has been getting sick, and I was just like, I'm just going to rest. I don't want to do that to myself.
You know,
too much cold. You know,
I get it. Washington, though, this time of year, this is kind of the perfect time of year up there because it's not too windy. And you can
give
me...
Are you kidding? They had no power up there. It was windy.
They have wind storms, but it wasn't windy.
It was like 13 days without power or something like...
Oh, yeah. No, I was up... Trust me. I know. I did shows up there in one of the counties that didn't have power. Only like 40 people were able to come out to a show that was like supposed to have 160 because the entire county's power was out. But no, right now it's
not that windy.
And
then all the
hotels
were, you know...
The windstorm already passed. Yeah. See, once the windstorm passes, then it's all still. Give me 15 degrees if there's no wind. Get a jacket. You'll be fine. But when it's windy, that shit goes through your jacket, through your skin, through your muscles,
through
and hits your bones. It just hits your bones.
I feel that here.
Gets
too.
In there.
I feel like that's the difference between the East Coast cold and here. I feel the wind is so
Are you trying to justify why you're such an LA pansy with you? It's freezing outside. It's 68. Oh, my God. It's freezing.
It's 65 and I have a hoodie on.
I know. It's 65. In New York, I would be walking around maybe with a windbreaker, but possibly just jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's a big possibility.
I don't know.
That's just geographical location.
I like because I like wearing jackets and hoodies, but I don't want it to be that cold.
Hey, you don't have to justify to me. I'm just saying. You've become a Cali puss, shall I say?
Oh, no. I was a pussy out there, too. I don't like that.
See, I always preferred the cold to the heat.
I just don't go out. When
always,
it's cold, I just don't go out.
I've always preferred the cold to the heat because no matter how cold I am, I could always get warmer. But if you're ass naked in front of an AC and you're still hot, you're not getting any cooler.
Right.
Like that's just that's
hot,
fact.
It's not the hot. It's the humidity. Humidity is the worst thing. Ever.
Sorry, you just reminded me of one of my favorite dumb jokes in the world.
All right.
Yeah, no,
let's
it's.
Hear it.
I'm trying to remember the comedian so I can credit him. He's a famous comedian, but he was talking about a really dumb, cheesy joke where he said, I want to own another basketball team and bring him to Miami. I want another basketball team in Miami. And when the reporter stands up and he says, well, what are you going to name him? I'm going to say, well, it's not the heat. It's the humidity. it's such a dumb, funny joke.
That's good.
I wish I could remember who it was because he's someone I'm a big fan of. Ah, whatever. All right, so we're moving on to our first thing. Sorry, we have to catch up because me and April haven't seen each other in a while. Gone. So Anubis, the smell-proof person, you've been going crazy about Anubis, Anubis.
Uh-huh.
They make smell-proof purses. I'm guessing you can wonder why people would want a smell-proof purse. You love this. I'm kind of not even – I'm not really about this. But that – you know, I'm kind of – I believe in leaving it in the car. That's my thing. I leave that shit in the car.
I think it's nice that there's some sort of
– I got my permit, so I'm allowed to have it, you know.
Well, all I know is that a regular purse, if you put weed in it, it just smells like weed forever. Like – leather absorbs the smell. You do not want. So
what's the,
this
pr- what's
is,
the
this
problem
is actually
there?
Intended to keep the scent. You know, if you're trying to be like this one's got a little stash bag on the bottom.
You know what I? You know what I really like? Whenever I go to a really really nice restaurant, outside of the restaurant, there will always be the lineup of like four valet guys.
Yeah.
And they're just running circles with these, you know, fucking usually a lot of uppity white people's cars.
Okay.
And here I come up and certainly the appearance of an uppity white man.
Yep.
And certainly with the car I'm driving, you know, there's a lot of uppity whiteness going on.
Okay.
And when they get in my car and they drive up, and when I come back and I hand them my ticket and they go, which one's yours? I proudly always say, so the whole lineup of valets can say, the Lexus that reeks like weed. And there's always one dude who's like, yeah, yeah, I know the one you're talking about. And he grabs my key immediately and he goes and gets my car. Like, there's a lot of pride that's why I leave it in the car. I'm like, I want you to know, no matter what, if someone gets in this car will reek of weed. And I'm proud of that fact.
I got into a Lyft car and it smelled like weed. Well, no, but the thing is that he's like, was unfazed by it. Like, I was like, by the way, it smells like weed in here. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I have some weed in here. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm like, I don't mind. Like, he didn't even say sorry. You know what I mean? I was like, well, I don't mind. I'm just letting you know in case someone else gets in the car and they can smell it. They might mind. And he was just like, no. Like, he just unfazed.
Yeah, because nobody minds. Because who in Los Angeles? Maybe somewhere else. Maybe somewhere else where someone is listening to this podcast. I'm sorry if you live in one of those places where people – here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm very sorry.
Very sorry. Very sorry.
As I light this joint.
If you're listening to this show, obviously you like weed, leave where you are. Come here. That's how tourism works. No.
Transplants.
Transplants.
Emphasis on the plant.
But I forget what I was saying to you now. God damn it. Oh, Lord.
Oh, this joint.
Oh, you're lighting up the joint again? Jesus, you're making me forget things. But yeah, no, I proudly say to those fucking valet guys, my car reeks like weed. I want my car to reek like weed. I would not understand why someone would want to just leave it in their purse.
I don't want my car to reek like weed at all.
Yeah.
No, I got a DUI, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I was like, here in Los Angeles, why should he be fazed by it? That's what I was saying.
I don't want, you know, like it was, I just don't want to get in trouble for something silly.
Why should your Lyft driver be fazed by you smelling weed in his Lyft car? Why should he be fazed?
Because people like get in the car and they smell it. And
who in this city would give a shit?
Lots of people. Lots of people wouldn't give a shit, and lots of people would. But the fact that he was just unfazed by it was hilarious to me because
use Lyft.
Because
the people who would be offended by it are old, crotchety white people who don't use Lyft.
And the reason why, by the way, I fully prefer Lyft. That's why I'm like, Lyft. No,
Yeah, but Uber's the one who fights all the legal battles. I know Lyft gives more to the drivers, but Uber does more to fuck over. Well, here's the thing. Uber does more to fuck unions, so I guess Uber is more evil. So,
Here's the thing. The reason why I take Lyft is because I got a DUI and I don't want to ever get in trouble again, ever. It was like the stupidest thing. I fucking forgot to turn my headlights on and I blew a .08. It's like that. So now I even if I have like a little bit of weed smell on my car, I could lose my privilege to drive and I just don't want to risk that. So I take a Lyft because I want somebody to drive me that's fucked up.
But it's so – no, here's
and
the
then their car reeks like weed. It's like you're not supposed to be –
You mistake the purchase point. The purchase point is not that you're paying someone else. This sucks to say, but you're just paying somebody else to have the burden of responsibility. That's all you're paying for. You're not paying for them
to
be sober.
Really, they have like a $2,500 deductible or something crazy.
Yeah, you're
fucked basically if you are driving and you
You are paid.
Get hit or hit someone.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about even if they were to get pulled over.
Yeah.
And someone were to find weed in the car. Well, guess what? This is not your problem. You have paid so that you do not have the burden of responsibility.
Yeah.
That's really the truth of the matter. So, yeah. Why would he? He's like, yes, I have weed in the car. I smoke weed. But that's my problem. I'm the driver.
No, I'm just saying that if I got into the car and it smelled like alcohol, I would be concerned.
Well, then you'd be concerned. but you're not concerned when it smells like weed, are you?
No, I'm not. But at the same time, I kind of would prefer that the person driving me not have their – I don't know. I don't want people being fucked up driving me. The whole reason why I'm not driving is for that reason, then you should be like – I know people that have had their fucking Uber driver get a DUI while they were in the Uber.
It's kind of awesome.
It's really awesome.
It's kind of awesome. That's kind of crazy. That's a good story. That's a good story. But that's the thing, though, is that could we say that, you know, I mean, if we checked, I'm sure there's got to be – there's no numbers on it because it's a union job. But I'm sure that the taxi drivers have similar problems. There's got to be dudes smoking and fucking drinking on the job. There have to be.
Oh, definitely.
Statistically, there have to be.
Oh, definitely.
But your Anubis purses, I say leave it in the car. You say buy an Anubis purse, huh? Is this going to be a Christmas present for you, Anubis?
I mean – I'm hoping they'll come out with some more options on designs, but it's just cool to have something. I like the kind of weed that you could smell in my pocket when you're sitting across from me. That's like the kind of weed that I want to carry. So I need that shit to not smell like that, you know, when I don't want it to, you know.
I get what you're saying.
Okay, I guess
you don't always want everyone
here
to
in California.
Be smelling
it. Don't care. On the East Coast, people reek. Like when people will go, oh my god, someone stinks like weed, I'll be like, oh yeah, it's gross. Or something. Like, it just like
my biggest problem is like everything about like it just looks like it really wishes it was Chanel. Like
it's
all
expensive.
Of the designs
nice
are like really, really wishing that it was Chanel. It's not Chanel prices, but it's
$295 for
that scrunchy bag over there on the far right. You know, everyone's seen that backpack Chanel thing with the leather that, you know, with the rope that pulls it closed on the top and the tassels that hang down. And
my bags to not smell like weed anymore.
Yeah.
And all of them smell like weed.
Get a smell-proof baggie.
A smell-proof baggie?
Yeah, they are plastic bags that are smell-proof. They're called turkey bags. We've used them for years in barbecuing.
I know what a turkey bag is.
I know.
It's pretty much mostly turkey bags go to this industry, not to actual turkeys.
Yeah, well,
But yeah, it's like, but what am I going to do? Pull a fucking giant turkey bag out of my purse?
No, but there are companies. I think there's a company called Smell Bag or something like that. Or smell-proof or something.
I've yet
like that.
To find one that actually works. So I'd like to test.
Oh, no. I have all. It's just you can make your own. It's not hard.
I will get one to test it out just for research purposes.
If you want to get one to test it out,
lined, then it really those big charcoal bags, like the duffel bags, they're really smell-proof. But a lot of times people have them around like. It has to be inside the bag in order for them to be smell proof. So if you've got it in the room with all this other stuff, or you got it the stuff sitting on top of it before you actually close the bag, then the bag's gonna smell on the outside. It's like people are like, oh, they don't even work. It's like it's like, no, you're just not doing it. Like you have to put it in the bag and then take the bag away. Like you can't have it like in your grow where everything smells and think that it's not gonna people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely
same idea with like the inside of the bags.
Yeah, it's understandable.
If you got like your turkey bags like in a room where you're trimming, like the outside of your bags are going to smell because it's just been in the environment.
Well, the main thing is you just have to insulate the smell, so you have to separate the two, and they can't be connected. So what a lot of people just say, you know, take a quart bag, put it inside a gallon bag.
Oh yeah,
that works just as well.
Okay.
You know? All right, so moving on. So three teachers get sick after marijuana-laced brownies brought to suburban Detroit school. That headline is missing, by the way, the most important word that could have been added to it very easily. Let me reread the headline the way Alex would have written it. Three teachers get sick after marijuana-laced brownies brought to suburban Detroit
elementary school.
Talk about burying the lead there, Michigan.
Wow.
Oh, man. Detroit burying the lead, which is that these three teachers got sick.
So there was a plate of brownies that was in the break room, and that's the only thing that they all had in common that was, you know, not.
Now, only one teacher went to two of the teachers did not go to the hospital. One of the teachers did. And by the way, I'm so
– positive for marijuana.
And tested positive for – and by the way, I'm so sure that like that teacher was the teacher that all of the teachers on the staff were like, oh, he's such an uptight dick. Oh, God. Like he probably votes Republican every time. He's a T-bot. Like he's that dick who'd be like, oh, my God, I'm freaking out right now, you guys. I'm freaking out. No. I'm freaking out. You guys are going to come up here. I'm freaking out. And you'd – oh, my God. And he probably made a whole big scene out of it. And everyone's like – and the other two guys are like, oh, yeah, no, I feel it. but I'm not a bitch like Tom over there. Oh, Tom's such a bitch. What, and he, like, that man, he's going to go back to work.
We don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
I'm saying it's a guy. He's going to go back to work being like, oh, guys, can you believe that somebody would bring some pot? And the other two are going to be like, yeah, but why did you act like a bitch, Tom? Tom, why, like, we're sick. They're going to have, this is going to be a whole intervention with Tom. I'm calling him Tom. That's his name now. But wow. One of them had to go to the hospital. I get if you take an edible and you don't expect it.
The two others didn't seek medical treatment because one of them probably fucking brought that shit in. You know?
You think it was one of the teachers, huh?
Fuck yeah. They were probably like, this dude is wicked uptight. We need to see if we can get him to relax.
Well, there's no chance it was a student. Was it?
An elementary school student?
I don't know. I don't know. Kids know shit at young ages now.
I just think it was one teacher that was like, let's party.
You think this is, but at elementary school, one teacher's like, let's get high and teach class?
Yeah.
And then
you don't think they do?
And then Tom got into the fucking stash and they're like, oh, Tom ruined it for everyone? Do you think Tom ruined it? Like, is that what happened? Do you think like it was going fine for the other two and then Tom ruined it?
I totally think so.
Tom's a dick.
Yeah.
He's a giant pussy too. And he's a fucking Republican asshole too. And he's just like, I'm freaking out right now. He's going to the hospital. No, dude, you just need to calm down. You ate an edible, I think. You need to chill. No, it's giving me a heart attack. I'm overdosing. Like, oh, you can't overdose on it, Tom. Like, no, you gotta, oh God, I'm seeing things. It's not hallucinogenic, Tom. You can't really, like, what do you, oh my God, this is like the 60s when I took acid. Tom, this, you weren't even alive in the 60s. Why are you doing this, Tom?
So that's like a few times that I've known people to do that. The whole, like, the exact same story where, like, they thought they were dying, they called an ambulance on themselves, went to the hospital, and then they were fine.
Or you could just not be a pussy. I hate to do tough love here, but I'm sorry. When people start doing that freak out thing when they're high, I really have to be like, dude, this is the one drug I will not accept a freak out on.
No, I mean, I just don't accept it. I've definitely over-medicated and had two strong edibles where I definitely, like...
But you didn't freak out? I've seen you when you get too high. You just are like, I'm too high.
Yeah,
either throw up because you have the spins.
No.
Well, that's what Sydney will do.
I just eat everything in sight.
Or you'll eat everything in sight and then go to sleep.
And yeah.
And then pass out.
No, but I've also gotten panicky from having too many edibles, and then all I do is panic myself until I pass out.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Your panicky is like, oh God, I'm so worried about.
Like,
you
exactly.
You don't fucking call an ambulance like Tom the dickhead. Like Tom the dickhead pussy.
That's like the remember the cop that made the brownies? The cop confiscated this. That was also in Detroit because he's like, what's the score of the Red Wings game? Remember?
Oh, geez.
The cop confiscated weed and made brownies with his wife and they ate it and he got so fucked up that he called 911 on himself. Remember they would always play?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's news. I could probably play that right now.
No, that is, I'm, oh God. Yeah. I'm glad that we could have that conversation. I guess that we should move. I guess we should move on, shouldn't we?
I know. I want to find. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's see if I can.
Oh, are you trying to find this?
The 911 call. I got it.
Oh, geez. Well, we can't watch all 6 minutes of this, can we?
No. We're just gonna. You know, I'm gonna cue it.
You gonna cue it?
I'm gonna cue it. We can. All right. So as soon as this ad's over. God, this is professional. This is real professional.
Yeah, no, we totally are we're professionals.
Where's that joint?
You fucking had it. Jesus. Fucking,
oh, yeah.
Give me the lighter.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Here we go. Hit play.
I think I'm having an overdose with my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, is there any weapons in the house?
No. Please come.
Okay, we're on our way.
I think we're dying.
Oh, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
Okay, well, how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did. Cuba, come here.
Okay, get her.
She's on the living room ground right now.
Is she breathing?
Barely breathing.
Is she awake?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, can you look?
Pardon?
Can you look?
I can feel her. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
No shit.
Okay, well, I'm on the phone with you, and do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brownies?
Pardon?
How much did you buy?
Just please send rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm trying to figure out how much you bought and put into the brownies, sir.
It's probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
Yeah, we did.
Well, that's a lot. That is a lot. That is a lot.
Okay. And you ate all of them. But how many? Was it a big batch, a little batch?
It was a quarter ounce.
Okay, but brownie-wise, how many pieces do you guys think you guys had?
I don't know.
All right.
Please come. What time is it?
It's 9:37. When did you guys last eat the brownies?
Probably like an hour and a half ago.
Okay, is your wife still breathing?
Yeah, she is. She's kneeling down in front of me.
Okay.
I know, we have to wait.
Okay, and is she Stacy Sanchez?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Edward.
You're Edward Sanchez? Okay. And did you guys have any other sort of drugs you know of?
Pardon?
Did you guys do anything?
Could have been something in the marijuana.
Okay.
Anyways,
all right,
he's like, am I dead? What's the score of the Red Wings game or something? It's the best. I think we're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. No, people who have but that's exactly the point. You, even at your worst freak out from taking an edible, you're like I've gotten a little panicky.
Yeah, you worry yourself.
I've gotten a little panicky.
To sleep.
And then I go, oh, I'm just really, really fucking high. Yeah. And I pass out. That is how normal. Listen, here's the thing. If that's what edibles do to your body, if you have a panic attack like Tom the dickhead pussy did, then stop taking edibles ever, first of all. And second of all, I'm just going to say that maybe I'm going to take a shake. I'm going to step out on a limb and say that you didn't vote for President Barack Obama in the last election. I'm just going to step out on a limb and say that you probably voted for one Mittens Romney. I just think that's probably true. If you've actually made other people like participate in your freak out, if you're able to just freak out and be like, I'm going to have this freak out to myself because I don't need others to freak out on my freak out, then we're good. Then you probably voted Barack. Because that's the populace of the country. But if you're one of these people who's like, nope, other people need to be involved in my freak out, I think that is a right-wing trait.
Oh, my God. It's just like, stop being a pussy and fucking go take a nap. And you'll wake up in an hour, you'll be hungry.
Making a political argument out
maybe
of
it.
A guy.
Up. Maybe you won't wake up till tomorrow, but whenever you wake up, you're going to be fiercely.
Maybe I'm wrong about all of that. Maybe Tom's just a dickhead pussy.
It's made it to the New York Daily News, and they said that it's unclear if the brownies were accidentally left in the lounge or placed there on purpose by a pot prankster. A pot prankster.
Yeah, because they wanted to play a prank on Tom the dickhead pussy, because he's been a dickhead pussy every day at work, just walking in like, hey guys, did you get that email thread I sent you with those jokes that are really funny? Like, dude, no one sent email thread jokes since the 90s. And like, yeah, but this one was a really good one. And you're like, ah, you dickhead pussy. Go.
You didn't keep my email chain going.
Yeah, exactly. He's one of those like, hey guys, I sent you a Facebook evite for my birthday party this weekend. We're going to go down to the bar and throw a few back, you know. If once you're done grading papers, I know, you know, it's always important. Make sure you're educated. Yeah.
That was amazing.
I'm just saying. Tom the dickhead pussy. That's, he's
Tommy
a real
vagina lips.
All right, so moving right along. So Mexico issues its first permit to grow and use marijuana. Ah, you know, you were excited about this. This reeks of just trying to – the government doing anything they can to try and fight the cartel. You know, and – There's a lot of different reasons. You know, they got their prohibition acts and this and that. And they claim that it is for noble reasons. But when it comes down to it, I think the Mexican government right now will do literally everything possible short of actually, you know, empowering the poor to be able to help themselves. Other than that, the Mexican government will literally do anything in their power to try and take down the cartel.
And now it says just it hopes that it will help reduce the country's relentless drug cartel violence. So if they let everybody smoke weed, maybe they'll chill the fuck out.
Well, no, I mean, it's really about the fact that they don't – if it's black market, then the cartel controls it. So the cartel makes money off it. So if you make
They're still going to make money on it.
Well, if you make it legal – then companies grow it, companies sell it, and people buy it from companies instead of from the cartel, which means that the cartel can't sell it, which means the cartel
like
has
companies.
Less money.
I think this is individuals to grow and smoke their own
yes.
marijuana.
Yes, but that's the whole point, is that now the people will no longer need the cartel for their marijuana. So the cartel now has a bunch of marijuana they can't sell.
Oh, they're going to sell.
And they don't have
I don't think that there is any business glitches going on with the cartel. I think they're doing just fine.
You can say that, but that's the reason why they're making laws like this, to make it less fine for them. Going, all right, well, if you guys are making, $100 million a year in marijuana sales, well, there goes your $100 million. Or if you're still going to make any money off of it, you've now got to spend a bunch more money transporting it somewhere the fuck else.
Where the fuck do you think it's been going anyways?
It doesn't matter. No, right now it's been going to Mexico, but now it can't go to Mexico anymore because Mexicans would rather grow their own weed.
I think that more people are going to grow weed and they're still going to try to bring it here. Because it's even though like there's these medical marijuana states and then there's recreational states, there's still plenty of states that will take whatever the fuck they can get as far as weed goes. Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
There's the black market's always going to be there.
Yes, but the amount of money that you have to pay to get it from into Texas, say, where you can get a decent price for it. But even there, they know the difference now between good California weed and that shitty
shit.
Mexican weed.
That brown shit.
So you're not getting a premium quality for it. If you're probably just about breaking even at that point.
Why? I totally see Mexico going in the direction of having like vacations and all sorts of stuff like that. They're going to definitely do tourism and.
Yeah, no. It would stand to reason. Most countries do that. It would appear. I mean, you know, Amsterdam really set up to do that. So, well, I mean, that and the whorehouses.
Yeah,
people really like that red light district.
Can you blame them?
Well, you know what? Here's the funny. It's
a little...
it's kind of really funny. To just walk down. Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
I have not.
Oh, God.
Yet.
How have you not gone?
I know.
It's Amsterdam. Yeah. How have I, the more junior marijuana
I've only been to Europe once,
enthusiast
and I didn't
of the
leave
two of
Italy,
us.
But I'm going to go again.
I only went to Italy.
I know.
I only went to Europe once and I didn't even leave Italy.
I didn't leave Rome.
Whoa.
Oh, that's just because I was a pussy and I didn't want to go on an adventure alone.
No,
That
is quite honestly the best thing about Europe is, and I swear I want to do this with Sydney when I can just, you know, when I actually have enough money to, you know, fuck off for 3 months, just get some open-ended plane tickets, take a couple, you know, like 6-10 grand a piece. And just go to Europe and just – because everything's so close and just train everywhere and just see everything. And it's the, I mean, oh, gotta admit, it would be the coolest fucking thing in the world. It really would. You're nodding?
Oh, no, I'm just like, I, of course.
That's why Europe is awesome. Everything is so close. Every time I've gone there, I've never just been in one place. I've always been like, well, shit, you know, France is only 3 hours away from here. Boom. Oh, Wales is only an hour and a half. Boom. Manchester.
Yeah.
It's amazing how close everything is. It's just, it's the coolest shit in the world.
I started reading more about this Mexico thing.
Oh, you're reading more about Mexico and the cartel and how they're trying to fight against it?
No, it's more about the, it says that you, you're not permitted to sell it to other people. It's just for personal use. And you're not supposed to use it in front of children, pregnant women, or people who do not give their consent. So it's like, pretty much, I think you'll be able to smoke anywhere.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, this, it's still just to fight the cartel. That's the whole point of it. They're trying to make it as physically, as widespread legal as they can so that the cartel literally cannot do anything with it.
And it says most Mexicans are opposed to legalization.
Well, yes, because most Mexicans...
are the cartel?
Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
I mean, most of the ones with the money, most of the people who in order to be polled for this newspaper, you would have to have a telephone. In order to have a telephone, you would have to have money. In order to have money enough to have a telephone, which is a luxury item there, you'd probably have to work for the cartel. No, not definitely. I mean, there are some nice people. There are some nice places down there. I've been down there a few times. They're real neighborhoods. There are people who have real jobs.
Of course.
And I feel like that does get lost a lot, and everyone just thinks it's a wild wasteland. But
overbearingly,
the undeveloped cities, those are almost 90% of them are run by the cartel.
Well, yeah,
and that's probably what people don't understand. Like, Mexico City's gorgeous. It's wonderful.
It's
basically just as nice as LA, if not nicer. But once you get into some of these undeveloped cities, yeah, they're run by the cartel.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's so terrifying.
Tell me more about Amsterdam. You went to a cafe. Did you eat mushrooms out there too?
No, I did not do mushrooms. I was a bit younger and more naive at that time.
You're a pussy?
No, I honestly, weed was the only thing that I'd done. I mean, and to be honest, other than smoking,
while we're on the topic of
other
pussies.
Than smoking weed, I've only done ecstasy. That's the only, I mean, those are the only two that this young man has even dabbled in. Oh. I never tried cocaine because I knew I'd like it. I figured, what was the point?
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, I knew I'd like it. I was like, that's a bad idea. Heroin, when I was in the hospital with my stomach issues, they had me on Dilaudid and they told me it's heroin. So I guess you could say maybe, but that was the weird one where, like, as soon as that one went in my veins, I remember in my mind I went, because I was in the worst pain of my life. I swore, I was like, I thought this pain would never end. And as soon as it hit my veins, I was laughing, and I remember I was like, oh, that's why people do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Now I see why people, because no matter what the pain is, emotional or physical, boy, I feel so much better now. I mean, woof, woof, immediate washing over. So yeah, that one, I get the highly addictiveness of heroin, but I've never had heroin. I was, you know, in a hospital. Done acid. I have mushrooms, but I've never taken the mushrooms. I still am just holding on to them for, you know, a rainy day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so I never mind.
What?
No, I'll tell you after.
I know what that means. I know what that means. Yeah, no.
Someone had a birthday. Has a birthday this week that would be very, very happy to.
Okay.
And you will never mind. Anyways.
Yeah. So. I'm. a very young drug used, like marijuana and ecstasy is it. And ecstasy was only like in the last 6 years. So, yeah. I can't even.
I'm not even going to go down that list right now.
No, that's perfectly fine. I'm going to talk about these, so no, when I was I was in Amsterdam, yeah. I smoked because I smoked and that was cool, and you know, but that was it. When I saw the mushroom, I was like, nah. Plus, when you get them there,
like, okay, it's now not, I don't. I've already seen all I could see.
It's not the way we have mushrooms here.
Isn't
all.
It chocolate or something?
No. Well, yeah. Sometimes, you know, you can get it prepared, but I saw it in a store, like, and it was just like they were mushrooms. They were sitting in like juice, and you'd like pull them out, and they were still like juicy and the stuff. And then you'd cut it up,
disgusting.
And you could cook it into something.
No. No. Mm-mm. I can't. No more mushrooms ever.
No more mushrooms ever?
I don't think so. Maybe never, if I ever, had ever? Really light tea, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I've seen enough. I just, you know.
Seen
I'm
enough.
I'm gonna stay on this plane for a while.
Yeah, your choice.
Yeah, no, just I'm happy here on this plane.
Hey, I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you at all.
If I need a reset, I'll dive in. Right. No, I was asking about the cannabis cafes because apparently, like,
all right, yeah. So
they're coffee shops, right? And I figured it would be a good segue.
Yes,
into
they are.
This.
They are coffee shop. They're just like coffee shops. They're just like a lot of people say they would hope coffee shops to be like here, just like the cannabis cafe was. They, you know, serve you space cake, or you'd walk up to the counter and you'd order a joint, and they'd, you know, and you tell them what weed they want, and they'd grind it up for you, and they'd, you know, roll you a little joint with a little filter on it. And they'd hand it to you, and you'd go sit down on the couch and puff, puff, puff away and have a good old happy time. But here's the thing about those things. We're segueing into this cannabis cafe in Portland and cannabis cafes in America in general. Mm-hmm. I will tell you the story of tiki bars, all right? Now, do you know how tiki bars started? All right. There was one guy. He went down to South America, and started having all these mixed tropical drinks with all these different juices poured in them. He's like, these are amazing. We didn't have those up there here in America at the time. We were drinking whiskey sour and old fashioned.
Yeah, simple syrup.
Simple syrup. You know, that's what we were drinking.
Lemons and lime.
And this guy comes up here and he goes, I got these great fucking tropical drinks. I am going to open the first ever tiki bar, except we didn't know it was called the tiki bar. He just made a tiki bar without knowing he made a tiki bar. But what he did, because he felt like what was keeping everyone in this place, which here's the thing, most people were like, the drinks were great, but it was the atmosphere, because you had all the tiki torches and the lamps and all of that shit going on. But this guy was so paranoid about people wanting to steal his recipes for his drinks that he forced his bartenders. They didn't get to stand behind the bar and just serve people. They stood behind a wall, like in a kitchen, behind a wall. And people would take the orders and they'd go behind the wall and the bartender would mix up the drink and then the guy would bring it out to him. So they'd get tipped, but they wouldn't really get tipped, and they'd have to split it with the waiter instead of the bartender just basically getting to be a bartender. And these bartenders who were working back there were driven crazy by the fact that they couldn't accept their tips. So they decide to leave. One of the original bartenders from that place opened up a place, I believe, in Silver Lake.
Los
Feliz.
So it's like near Sunset Junction.
The Tiki Tea. It has like 6 tables in there. It's really tiny.
Tiki No and NoHo.
Yeah, there's Tiki No and NoHo, but that's not from that. But so Tiki Tea was one of the ones that was open from one of the original bartenders that he had to hold back there. And now,
that's right by the
all
Bates
these
Motel.
Years later, I think it's his son and his grandson are the two people working in there. And it's owner-operated. and nobody else worked there. Well, nobody else worked there until recently, but for the sake of this, nobody else works there. And because it's owner operated and nobody else works there but the owner operators, smoking indoors.
Wow.
Now that is a choice that an owner operator can make.
That's amazing.
That is their choice to make. But as soon as you pay an employee to step on your premises, as they have chosen to do in the last 3 years, you cannot smoke indoors anymore.
Hmm.
You can't, because you have an employee now. And whether you like it or not, his health is your responsibility.
Yep.
And indoor smoking and bad ventilation leads to emphysema. That's just fact. Fuck lung cancer. Let's not even talk about like rumors like weed smoke will not cause lung cancer. We all know that. But a lot of weed smoke indoors 8 hours a day could cause some emphysema. Mm-hmm. Definitely going to at least cause some shortness of breath, lightheadedness.
Yeah, because you need, you know, oxygen in the air, not smoke.
So I get we either need to switch these places to vaporizers,
Well,
which I know, you know, a lot of people have the reaction you have. They're like,
And then
nobody likes the taste of it. Everyone claims they love a vaporizer, but nobody uses them.
In the North End, they have, which is Little Italy in Boston, that there's a place that you can still smoke inside. And I said to my stepdad, so what, do they just get grandfathered into some law? And he's like, more like godfathered. It was pretty funny. But so you got actual reason for that. That yeah. If the owners can, they can put that. I mean,
owner
that,
operator,
and this is kind of like
that's on them.
We explained what we're leading into this Portland and you know the state of Oregon. They changed basically what is to be considered an inhalant indoors, and now the cannabis cafe, the world famous cannabis cafe, has to close. So,
yeah, I mean. It's a shame, and I feel bad that a budding business needs to close down. But we need to examine. There's a reason that we choked off smoking cigarettes indoors in this country 25 years ago. I mean, I remember the day when people. I remember when they finally announced that Dodger Stadium was smoke free. This is the first year that no smoking would take place at all indoors. They'd finally pushed the smokers out of the gates because they used to have a small smoking section inside, and then they pushed it outside the gates. It's a 100% smoke-free facility. And people stood in the stadium. They gave that a standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not unsurprising that we're having this same reaction to marijuana smoke indoors, because here's the thing. It is a choice whether you want to be around it or not. It that really should be a choice for people. And if you're in a business that's working it and your job is you're just trying to get a job and you're working at a place and your job is to have smoke blown in your face for 8 hours a day, well, that isn't fair. That really is not. So maybe, I don't know, maybe employees wear gas masks.
Well, I think that if you have a private club, like a private membership kind of thing, you should be able to get around that as well.
There's certainly going to be loopholes. I'm sure smarter men than myself will find them. But for the time being, I don't think this is the... It's not the end of the world. Listen, we are getting closer and closer to legalization. But that's what I keep on stressing every time we talk. I want responsible legalization. I don't want irresponsible legalization. And having a cafe where people go to blow smoke around for, 18 hours a day, that's employees who have to work in there.
I mean,
Yeah, but you could just get a really good ventilation system if that's what you're trying to do. I mean, it's possible.
They're still going to have to deal with inhaling smoke.
Yeah, they're in a fucking cannabis lounge.
But that's exactly the point, is that, you know, we in this country decided we don't want people inhaling smoke secondhand. Everyone goes, if you want to smoke, that's fine. Just like, that seems to be the deal that smokers and non-smokers in America have made. You want to smoke? Fine. As long as nobody but you breathes every bit of that smoke, it's fine. That's the deal between smokers and non-smokers. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I just think of like when I'm at Flappers and you have to go across the street and like away.
Oh, that's horse shit. I smoke right on the fucking curb there.
You do?
Yeah, I give no. I mean, that's one of.
I don't smoke, but if I want to rip.
Well, when I did, I mean, now I'm on the electric thing, so, you know. The weird thing is, though, I smoke the e-cigarette, and now everyone always thinks that I'm smoking weed with this thing.
I can tell the difference because, like, the weed is, like, a certain color, and those are always, like a...
Amber.
Yeah, it looks like honey or something.
Yeah, a little bit more like honey.
And a lot of them smell like honey. It's so weird. I don't trust it.
Well, actually, I can explain to you exactly why that is. Okay. Because they use propylglycerol, which is perfectly safe. It's sugar, though. So, of course, it would smell like a natural sugar when it burns off, because it is natural sugar.
So now instead of smoking cigarettes, you're smoking sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm smoking. It's actually very accurate. I am smoking cornstarch.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we're in agreement on that, though.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
It is much better. It is much better than tobacco leaf with nicotine, or tobacco leaf with every other chemical poured on it. This is 2% of the risk of a cigarette.
I think that the jury is still out on that one.
Every bit of research that you've read that is saying that this is dangerous was either written more than 5 years ago or paid for by Philip Morris. That's a fact.
I don't know. There's a lot of fucking things I can't pronounce in the ingredients of the juices. The juices. I can't believe there's whole stores just devoted to these. There's like this fancy one right by my house, the vapor spot.
Yeah, there's one. They're a chain. We got one right here, too. I go there all the time. They're wonderful people there. Wonderful people that if you gave them a chance, April, would show you a beautiful world that I call vaping.
I do want a battery.
Hold on while I take a.
I do want a really good battery so I can rip my weed one. Yeah.
Look at that giant
cloud. I just stopped smoking.
And you know what? I could blow that in your face knowing it's completely safe.
I'm not. The jury is still out.
Water vapor. It is. It's water vapor.
You're a sugar smoker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The biggest risk is, you know, pneumonia if you get fluid in the lungs, but no, most of it all absorbs the body. You're good.
That joint got me real good.
All right. With that being said, you got anything to report for the next week or two?
I'm going to take a nap now.
You're going to take a nap. All right. Well, Seattle, Washington, land of legal weed. I will be in you the day after Christmas, December 26th, at the Parlor in Bellevue. I'll be featuring for the one and only Justin Ruppel, who's been talked about on this show in this episode. So, yeah, I'm going to be up there with him. Two shows on the 26th. I'm flying up there on Christmas because I'm Jewish and that day holds no sanctity to me. And I have a private plane on Virgin because I think there were 3 booked seats on the entire plane. I got a first class upgrade for $40. I was like, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
You're
going
to be able to lay across all of the seats.
Yeah, no. I'm going to be in first class probably by myself, in a plane by myself, with stewardesses scowling at me because they probably wouldn't have had to make the flight if I wasn't there. Like, I have no idea what's going to be going on. It's very weird.
It's very cheap to fly. That's great.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I have that, and then just booked a bunch of dates with Dismantled. I know I wish I could remember all of them right now, but I know a lot of March dates, a lot of May dates, February as well. We know back in Reno. I swear next week when we come back, I'll actually try and be proactive about my own career and know when my own travel dates
are. I know, me too.
So that I can advertise them to my tens of listeners.
Lies.
Lies. All right. Thank you, Can the Linguists. No, that's us. Thank you, Crab Diving.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you, Rafopoulos
No more
Network.
Indica before
No more Indica
next
before
taping.
No, this is your fault. I'm blaming you.
Fault.